Today is Earth Day, so I just wanted to take a moment to acknowledge and reflect on the part of the Earth which has given me more in this life than I could ever give back, and that is the ocean. I've been extremely privileged to have grown up in an area where the ocean is right on my doorstep. So naturally, I've developed a deep sense of connection to the ocean and the marine environment, and some of my best and happiest memories have come from being in the ocean. So I wanted to reflect on some of them. Some of these memories include surfing in the evenings with the closest people around me, watching the sunset from in the water, floating freely along a wave where life feels simple and joyful, the countless morning and afternoon swims in the ocean to get the day started or to reconnect with the earth and myself, getting in for a body surf and becoming completely weightless, taken by the energy of a wave, photographing my friends in the surf or a sunset over the water, being underwater, totally immersed in what is a completely different world to the one that we live in, spending time noticing the life that you think should exist on a completely different planet to the one that we live on, sitting and staring out at the horizon of the ocean where things feel a little less difficult and a little more possible. The moments that I've been frustrated, low, upset, bothered, annoyed, lost, or not feeling myself, but the ocean has always brought me back to myself and absorbed any of the negative energy running through my body. The encounters with the residents and the custodians of the marine world, dolphins, gannets, seals, rays, turtles, whales, fish, and the time spent in the shores of the rock pools searching for life clinging to the rocks, the countless different forms of a single ocean that presents itself, calm, choppy, blue, pink, grey, energetic, motionless, powerful. The ocean has given me many of the memories that I cherish today and has helped me shape who I am today. But it's also given us all of the life in our bodies. 80% of the Earth's surface is water. Half of the air we breathe comes from the ocean. The ocean has absorbed our harms and pollution for decades without showing too much pain. But things are different now. Things are changing. Our Mother Ocean isn't hiding the pain anymore. Coral reefs are bleaching. Kelp forests are being lost. Ecosystems are overheating. Where parts of the ocean once sang with life, they now sit silent. For decades, we've treated our ocean and the rest of the natural world as infinite and disposable, not showing much of the care for the harm our activities are causing to the rest of life on Earth. We've polluted, dumped, pillaged, disrupted, blasted, drilled, and done more harm to the ocean than we can be forgiven for. But we have to do what we can to right our wrongs, even if we weren't the ones who caused it. So I wanted to put a call out to everyone listening. I want you to think about what the Earth has given to you, how it has impacted you and your life and been there for you and carried you through this life. And I want you to consider what you might do to help make a positive impact for the natural world, because the ocean and the rest of the living world is currently on life support. Right now is our only chance to turn things around, and we have to be the ones to do it. Fortunately, we are making some gains. They are slow gains, but they are gains. Cuts to carbon pollution, expansion of marine parks, restoration of coral reefs and kelp forests. But these things just aren't happening as fast as they need to be. So I want to call on all of us to do what we can for the health of the ocean and the living world. Thanks for listening.